inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes.
As some plants and trees in our yard and garden finish flowering or enter a mild dormancy period, it's time to do some summer pruning and deadheading. And with us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So what are the things, first of all, lilacs are some of the things that we should probably be pruning back, right?
Yes. As you say, the plants, the trees, the shrubs that have finished blooming, this is a good time, at least, you know, if they look terrific, shape the way, the shape you want them to be, the gardeners want them to be.
Give them a little haircut, right?
Exactly, yeah. Really deadheading them. Removing the flower clusters that were on them will, since we don't really need lilac seeds or rhododendron seeds to propagate more of them, remove those, and then that way the plant is using its energy that Mother Nature is providing with the sun. Hopefully we're going to get some sun here soon. And storing up energy for next year and making new flower buds for next year. This is the time when it happens. So removing that, and deadheading works for all sorts of stuff, unless, like I said, you're trying to save seeds. And maybe for some perennials you might. Annuals, deadhead those too, so they keep blooming. If your rhododendron is overgrown, blocking windows or something like that, or exceptionally thick and dense, doing some thinning on those this time of year is perfect. They have buds all along the stems that you really can't see, dormant buds. So you can prune them back, or if it's really large and leggy, you can do some pruning. And generally when we talk about how much pruning to do, we're talking about maybe a quarter to at most a third of the structure to be pruned back at any one time or in any one year. And if you spread this out over 3 years, say, do a third next year and a third the year after that, by that time, then that first batch that you pruned back has new growth on it and hopefully will have new flower buds.
What if you do too much? What if you prune back too much? Then what happens?
Well, it'll just slow them down that much because, again, at the same time, you're removing their... If you're removing that many leaves, then they can't store that much energy in the roots. They will still try to keep growing. You know, you're going to lose flowering potential. That's kind of it. I've seen some really severely pruned ones. If they are severely overgrown, and they are likely to come back. But, you know, err on the side of be cautious, be a little conservative on your pruning. With lilacs, again, sometimes, I mean, some lilacs can get to be 10, 12, 15 feet tall.
Jeez.
And the stuff that you want to smell, so nice, all those nice flowers are pretty much out of reach to anybody but the birds. So, again, you can start bringing that back down, take out a few of the biggest, oldest stems. And that's where we might otherwise be taking the suckers that come up around the base of some of the lilacs, maybe leaving some of those to grow up and replace the big long ones. Again, that's going to take a year or two to get to flowering size or shape. Otherwise, if you're happy with the overall shape of the lilac, remove some of the suckers or many of the suckers around the base because, again, that's a place where energy is going to grow better, that they go out into the mature parts of the plant and, again, make more flower buds for next year.
Now, maple trees, we should be doing a little bit of pruning of those, too?
This is a good time, yes. This is a good time of year for pruning maples. So in the springtime, you know, if you cut stuff off in March, April, May, they're going to be bleeding sap out, and they're just getting ready to grow, where pruning at this time, they have kind of a dormant period. They have a spring flush of growth. They kind of stop. I was looking at trees yesterday, so if you look at them, you don't see that much new leaves necessarily if they're an established tree. And then they will put on a second flush of growth, which then we hope will stop growing at the right time, will go dormant before we get fall time. And fertilizing actually is the same thing. This is just about the last time of the year for fertilizing trees and shrubs for that same reason. So we don't stimulate too much late growth that doesn't harden off and then it gets frost damaged in the fall. So they say quit fertilizing by July 1st, roughly, for trees and shrubs.
Okay, I wanted to get to also dividing primroses, but we're running out of time, so we'll probably save that for next week or an upcoming segment.
All right, we can do that.
Okay, Ed Byarsky, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.